And our next guest on the show, gearing up for the 45th annual USA Film Festival in Dallas, taking place Thursday through Sunday. Let's welcome in the legendary actor, Ernie Hudson. How you doing, Mr. Hudson?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much.
Gallows Road is your new project that's going to be, I guess, premiered there at the film festival?
It's going to premiere at the festival, yeah.
Now, would you say that Gallows Road is pretty much a way to highlight what is going on racially in this country at the moment, the racial violence?
Well, maybe. I mean, it deals with a lot of themes, and certainly I think that's a part of it, but also I think it deals with substance abuse and, you know, what the impact of, you know, what happens to one family on an entire community. Mm-hmm. But it's also told from a perspective, you know, I didn't write or produce the movie, but I think it's a powerful movie in the sense that at least it's addressing some of the issues. Not all. It's not directly dealing with the issues that are going on in the country.
Yeah,
but
right.
But it definitely is part of the thing.
Would you say a story of forgiveness or a story of redemption?
Well, yeah, it's a story of forgiveness. Like I said, you know, I think if I had maybe written it, we all have our own ideas of what that's about. Obviously, until something really, you know, hits us personally, and then we really know what it's about. But it's about letting go and moving on, and also and you can't really do that until you recognize the oneness in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to, you know, it's hard to be the one to let go when everything around you is holding on to all that past stuff. So
can you tell us more about your character in this film and in the plot?
Well, you know, my character, he's with my brother. We're trying to open this store. We're opening this store. And there's, some people, for a variety of reasons, part of his racism, part of his just anger and, you know, fear and all the rest, who attempts to stop that from happening and attacks me and my family. And it's how do you deal with that kind of loss? How do you go on as a man? How do you, you know, not seek revenge? How do you take all these ideas of God and make them real?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they are real to you, that's the time you find out, you know. I did a movie recently for TV1 called To Hell and Back, and I played, it was a modern-day telling of Job. And in a sense, this is a story. My character, a little bit about that, you know, when you go through hell,
right?
And how do you come out? You know, do you come out reborn, or do you come out, you know, deeper and stuff?
Well, one thing I like about you, Ernie Hudson, you're always playing good heroic characters, and you got that rich sounding voice and all. Did you always want to be an actor, or when did you decide that's what you wanted to do?
Well, I think it was, for me, I really discovered it in college. I did some plays in church and at school when I was a kid, but I think I thought there was just something too far to reach to even sort of, you know, dream that. I was from a small town in Michigan. I never knew anybody who had been to Hollywood or did anything like that. So I didn't really, it wasn't until I got to college and discovered theater that I just knew that's where I wanted to, you know, to work and make my living and just sort of, yeah, that's when the dream really came alive.
Well, I know, Ernie, when my dad was living, me and my dad used to watch you in Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Oh,
my dad would say to me, he said, you know what, you know, that cat right there, that cat can play a picture. That was a major compliment to you.
Yeah, no, man, I don't take that lightly either. I mean, it's, you know, my son said, okay, I'm not feeling it, or I'm feeling it. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
What goes into how you decide which roles to choose at this point in your career?
Well, it's a funny, at this point in my career, yeah, it's, in the past, I think money, you know, not a whole lot has been offered, you know. I mean, you know, this is America, and while it's gotten more diverse in a lot of ways, you know, it's not a whole lot of jobs out there, and it's always somebody else coming in, you know, the sort of European influence, you know, a lot of the parts now, you know, African American parts are not played by African Americans, and so it was just about, let me get a job, you know, let me take care of my family, let me do it. But now I'm at a point where you know it needs to be interesting, it needs to be dealing with some theme that's important to me, or it's got to be something. Give me a reason to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's, I don't, before it was just, okay, let me just keep working. Let me just keep, maybe somebody will notice the work and give me something really fun to do. But I think right now it's like, why do I want to do that? In fact, there were three jobs I turned down this week just because there was nothing really in it for me. I mean, it wasn't paying a lot of money. The characters weren't interesting. And I'm like, well, why do I want to do that?
How often do people come up to you, Ernie Hudson, and bring up the name Winston and the movie Ghostbusters?
I don't think I can be on the street shopping any given day or just out having coffee and somebody won't yell, who you going to call? Or, you know, or somebody will whisper, that's a big Twinkie. Yeah. Or, it comes up and I always sort of, you know, pretend I never heard it before. It's like, oh, wow.
You know? That is kind.
That's how you do
but,
it.
Mr. Hudson,
yeah, no,
I have one question.
It's a blessing, you know.
I have one question for you, sir. How often do they say Lolly from Sugar Hill, though? How often
you know,
do they say that?
Every
you
once
so
in a while,
gangster.
You know. Yeah, every once in a while, somebody will say in real deep voice, say Lolly, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance to play those characters very often for whatever reason. But, it was fun playing. You know, Wesley was great in that movie.
Well, I loved you as Warren
Leo. You were great in that, too.
And Oz.
Thank you.
Sarge in The Crow. And what was your boy? Was it Monroe Henry in Congo?
Monroe Kelly, yeah.
Monroe
in,
Kelly.
In Congo. Yeah, Congo was fun, too.
Yeah, and you've got a new TV pilot for ABC with Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Yeah, called Dolores and Frankie and playing her love interest. I'm finally at an age where I'm somebody's love interest. It's like,
all right,
okay.
Now.
No. Yeah, you know, but it's, you know, I was Lily Tomlin's love interest on a show for Netflix, so.
Mm-hmm. Ernie,
so I don't know.
Ernie and Whoopi sitting in a tree.
Yeah, K-I-S-S. You know, it's like all the grandmas now. I'm love interest of the grandma.
Sir, I celebrate you, man, as an actor.
Thank
you for paving the way, man. I celebrate you. Long
thank
career.
You, thank you. I appreciate
love
it.
You. Thank you for what you've done, and you're wonderful, and hope it all goes great today. The 45th Annual USA Film Festival kicks off tomorrow, actually, through Sunday in Dallas. And you can go to usafestival.com. You can find out what you need to know. usafilmfestival.com. Thank you, Ernie Hudson. Continue
thank
success.
You guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Good
right.
luck. God bless.
All right. We'll
God
talk
bless.
To you soon. My man, Ernie Hudson. You know, I love to see Ernie. You know, you always think about the Ghostbuster movies, but you always think about Congo, you think about The Crow, you think about Oz, Penitentiary 2. He was in.
A lot of work.
Done it, yeah. And that hand that rocked the cradle.
Oh.
Play a picture.